So we are first going to have a dedication of two children, and then we'll continue after that. You want to turn first of all to Malachi in chapter 2. In Malachi 2, verse 15, it reads slightly differently in different translations. It says here, "Didn't he make you one?" In the middle of that verse. And why did he make you one? Because he was seeking a godly offspring. That's the middle of Malachi 2, verse 15, the middle of that verse. Why did he make you one? Because he wanted a godly offspring. So, God's purpose in making a husband and wife one is to produce a godly offspring. Not just children, but godly children. So it's very important to remember that God hasn't united husbands and wives just to become one. Just to be husband and wife, but to not just to have children, but to have godly children. And that's where we really need the help of the Holy Spirit to give us grace to be able to, in an evil world where everything around us is evil, to have wisdom to teach our children God's ways. In a world that lies, the Bible says, the world lies in the power of the evil one. And to help our children to overcome that power as they grow up. Who can do that? All our cleverness won't help. We can educate our children, feed our children, clothe our children. But to give God what He wants, a godly offspring, that every one of our children will become godly. Do you think God will give us a command like that and not give us the power? Do you think God will tell us to do something and not give us the ability to do it? It's impossible. God's word is the word of His grace, which means if there is a single command in Scripture, you can be absolutely sure that He will give you the grace to keep it. You can be sure of that without any doubt. So that's why when we read something like this, we know that, if God wants godly offspring from me and my wife, He will definitely give me the power for it and the grace for it. And when we say, "Lord, I believe, You'll give me the power and the grace to raise up all my children as godly," you know what the Lord will say to you? "My son, my daughter, according to your faith, be it unto you." But if there are some who say, children are all different, we can't expect them all to be the same, some will turn out badly, God will say, "According to your faith, be it unto you." You believe the giants of Canaan are more powerful than Almighty God, you will never enter the land. You believe that the evil in the world is more powerful to influence your children than the power of Almighty God, you will never get godly offspring. But if you say, "Lord, I believe. What power can stand against you? If you told me that that's why you united us as one, to give us godly offspring, well, it shall be so." You know, when we read a command in Scripture or a promise in Scripture, our duty is only to say, "Amen. It will be so." That's an expression of faith. And I'll tell you one thing. When we stand before the Lord, it's good to know it now. You know, it's good to know how to do a mathematics problem before the examination, after the examination's over. The examination will be over when we stand before the Christ in the final day. And in that day we will discover that some people who had real problem children but trusted God produced godly offspring because they trusted him. And those who kept on blaming circumstances and children and evil in the world, and they said it's not possible, it did not happen. And you'll discover in that day, it had nothing to do with the children, it had nothing to do with the evil circumstances, it had to do with how much you had faith that an almighty God is more powerful than all the giants of Canaan and all the evil in the world. And if a husband and wife, let me tell you this, if a husband and wife unite in prayer, Jesus said, if two of you agree concerning anything, it will be granted by my Father in heaven. We need to have more faith, brothers and sisters. It's not enough just to come to the meetings and to hear good things and have our external life a little improved. And we think we are a little better than other Christians and say, oh, we hear wonderful truths here. It's not enough. It's not according to your knowledge, be it unto you. It's according to your faith. And if you have faith, Jesus said, even if there's a mountain in your way, it can be removed. Let's have faith for that. Some of you who have problems, or who may have problems in the days to come with some of your children, it's like a mountain. Let's say, Lord, you said you're seeking a godly offspring. Why did you make us one, Lord? Why did you make me and my wife one? The answer is, you're seeking a godly offspring. Then fulfill it in my life. I believe you'll do it. So let's have faith. You know, sometimes we read that beautiful story in Matthew 17. Let me turn you there. Matthew 17. And verse 14. Matthew 17, verse 14. From out of the crowd, a man came up to Jesus. Put yourself there. You fathers and mothers, put yourself there. A woman came up to Jesus. A man came up to Jesus and falling on his knees before, said, Lord, please have mercy on my son. Please have mercy on my daughter. For he behaves like a lunatic. He behaves like a worldly person. He's growing up ungodly. He's spiritually very ill. He often does a lot of stupid things. I brought him to your disciples. They could do nothing for him. I come to you. And Jesus said, bring him to me. Verse 17, last part. Bring him here to me. Have you heard that? You got more than one child? Bring them here to me. I say, Lord, I bring them before you. The child didn't have any faith. It was the father who had faith. It's a mother who can have faith. It doesn't matter if the children don't have. Such a great example of a father who had a needy child. Took him to this church, that church, to all the brothers and sisters, nothing could do for them. He brought him to Jesus. And in a moment, what a word it says, the boy was cured at once. According to your faith, be it unto you. We can read books on bringing up children. You know, many people have asked me to write a book. Brother Zach, you've written many books. There are very few people who have godly children. Why don't you write a book about bringing up children? I said, no, I won't write that. Because it had nothing to do with me. It was God. 100%. What will I write in a book? God did it all in spite of my mistakes and my failures. We would just fall on our knees, my wife and I, and say, Lord, do something for our children. That's all. That's the end of the book. It's all these techniques. There are so many people write books just to make money. You can read all the techniques and all the books on parenting and everything else in the world. I'll tell you, there's nothing superior to the Bible. Bring your child before Jesus from a very young age. hold that child up before Jesus, father and mother, and say, Lord, let this child grow up to love you, fear you, to be another generation of witnesses for you in this ungodly world. Yeah, it says all must prophesy. I'll tell you what I prayed for my own children. Lord, I pray that all my children will prophesy. I have 14 grandchildren, 8 grandsons and 6 granddaughters. You know what I pray for them? I never pray they'll be great in the world or they'll be rich. I pray, Lord, that's the third generation. I want all of them to prophesy. That's what I pray. I don't know what you pray for your children, grandchildren. That's what I pray. Honestly, so many mornings I get up and I pray that. What else to pray for? I don't care if they live in a small house. It doesn't interest me. I'm thinking of eternity. I'm thinking of they're doing something for Jesus who died for them, gave his life for them. If God provides them with other things, that's extra. Praise the Lord, but that's not the main thing. That there'll be witnesses in that generation. Pray for that, my brothers and sisters. I'll tell you something. God does not listen to the words we speak from our mouth. I can say the most spiritual things. You heard me say this. You can say the most spiritual things to God with your mouth, but he looks at the heart. And if deep down in your heart, that is not what you desire for your children, but you desire something else, God will answer that prayer. Now what you desire deep down in your heart for your children may be something else. Okay? Then that's what you'll get. But if deep down in your heart, your desire is that your children, and if you have grandchildren, start praying for them from the time they are small. They'll grow up to be witnesses to the Lord, a godly generation for him. Generation after generation, wherever they live on the face of the earth, I can tell you in Jesus' name, God will answer your prayer. Is it possible that a man can bring a child to Jesus when he was on earth, a desperate need, and say, Lord, I can do nothing for my son. Your disciples can do nothing. Can you do something? And Jesus said in another passage, it says, if you can believe, don't say to me if I can, if you can believe, it'll be done. Sometimes we say that to the Lord, Lord, if you can. It's very interesting in Mark's gospel, same passage. He came to Jesus and said, if you can do something. And Jesus said, if you can, believe. And that's what the Lord says. If you can believe, all things are possible. I believe that with all my heart. We live in a generation where they use that verse only to make money. Oh, if I can believe, I can get a better house, a better car, and healthy. I'll tell you honestly, I'm not interested in house, car, or even health. I want to spend my days, if I live to be 100 years old, I want to be a witness for Christ till my dying day or till the Lord calls me home, if I'm raptured. And exactly the same thing I desire for all my children and grandchildren. I urge you, if you have been gripped by the message in CFC, that should be your desire for your children. That they will come under the government of God in their lives. May it be so. May none of our children, I'm not just interested that our children should not go to hell. That our children should be baptized. I'm not at all happy with just children are baptized. So what? Simon the magician was baptized and he went to hell. They must be bold, flaming witnesses, spirit-filled witnesses for Christ in their generation. Let's make that the burden of our heart. We know you're a sincere Christian. If that is the burden of your heart for your children, then you know you're a sincere Christian. I've often said, what you desire for your children, deep down in your heart, that shows what you really desire. If you desire that they should be great in the world, that is really your desire, even though you may have this religious Christian whitewash. And if it is like that, ask God to change your heart and show you the things that are eternal, valuable. To me, when I say this is what I seek for my children, other people are seeing something great in the earth. It's like, in an earthly sense, it's like I'm collecting real money and those people are collecting, you know, the games they have with paper money. This is the real thing, to live for God, so that for millions of years in eternity, you and your children and grandchildren will be able to rejoice that you live for the right thing instead of wasting your lives on earth. May God bless you. So we're going to pray for two children.